In the scripture, there was a man named Saul. He was the biggest enemy of the church. He hated believers. He was having them put in prison, doing more harm to God's people than any person of that time. One day, he was on the road traveling to Damascus, and a bright light shone down on him, so bright that he fell to the ground and became blind. The voice said, "Saul, why do you persecute me? Don't you know that it's hard to kick against the pricks?" God was saying, "Saul, I have you in my frame. You're trying to kick, trying to run, trying to ignore it. But Saul, you have to understand, I have set the frame. I have a destiny for you to fulfill. And it's not to stop my work, it's to advance my work." Lying on the ground, not able to see, Saul asked, "Who are you?" The voice boomed out, "I am Jesus, whom you persecute." Notice, when people persecute you, give you a hard time for honoring God, make fun of you for going to church, don't let it bother you. They're not really doing it to you. They're doing it unto God. Saul was harming believers, yet God said, "You're persecuting me." God took it personally. The voice told Saul to go to the city and see Ananias, who prayed for Saul. He got his sight back. Saul became the Apostle Paul, who went on to write over half of the books in the New Testament. You may think you're too far gone, made too many mistakes. People tell me often, "Joel, I'm just not a religious person." None of that matters. All that matters is the Creator of the universe has put a frame around your life. You can kick, run, try to ignore it. That's just going to make you more miserable. As God said to Saul, it's hard to keep kicking against the frame. The frame is not going to move. There's a calling on your life, a destiny for you to fulfill. It has been set there by the Most High God. The scripture talks about how God's calling is irrevocable. God is not going to remove the frame. It's wise if you just surrender and say, "God, my life is in your hands. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to get rid of these friends who are pulling me down. I'm going to get help with these bad habits. I'm going to get in church and serve and grow. I'm going to pursue the dreams you placed in my heart." The sooner you do that, the happier and more fulfilling your life will be. You may have family members or friends like Saul. You've been praying for them a long time. Doesn't look like they'll ever get on course. In fact, the more you pray, the worse they get. Don't get discouraged. Stay in peace. Just as Saul was, they've been framed.